Support provided by the Heartland Regional Health Network and Heartland Regional Urgent Care, treating immediate medical needs. Open daily from 8 to 8. No appointments necessary. 2250 Reed Station Parkway in Carbondale.
Good morning. Today is December 27th, and on today's WSIU Almanac. Today in 1910 is the day that English physician Ian Donald was born. Now, he was a pioneer in the study and practical use of the ultrasound. In Cape Girardeau, there's an art exhibit going on through this Saturday. It's the annual Junior Duck Stamp Contest, and it's taking place at the Cape Girardeau Conservation Nature Center. Also going on at the Cape Girardeau Nature Center through this Saturday, it's a display of floral oil paintings called Beauties of Missouri, and it's by artist Mary Ann Rolfe. And in Southern Illinois history, here is Carrier Mills history teacher Mark Motzinger from the site of the grave of a survivor of one of the largest military disasters of the Civil War.
Well, we're standing on the side of the road in Saline County. Always driven by, I noticed this little, very well taken care of, little cemetery on the side of the road. The guy that is buried here, his name was John Jasper Fitzgerald. He was a member of the 56th Illinois Infantry. It was the 56th was basically made up of soldiers from Saline, Williamson, Johnson, Hamilton, White County, and a few from Gallatin County. And they were almost all Southern Illinois soldiers.
Fighting for the North.
Fighting for the North. They were Union soldiers. And what's so unique, though, about this particular grave is the man that is buried here was a survivor of one of the biggest maritime disasters the United States military has ever had. And that would be the sinking of the General Lyons. And out of his regiment, over 200 men went down with the ship, but there were three guys that survived, and Jasper Fitzgerald is one of them.
And that's your Tuesday WSIU Almanac. Have a good day. Good Tuesday morning. And on your WSIU Almanac, happy 73rd birthday to political reporter Cokie Roberts. 55 years ago, Tony Bennett performed publicly for the first time his classic, I Left My Heart in San Francisco. Locally, this week, the Southern 7 Health Department would like you to be aware of the hours of some of their offices. Today, the clinics in Cairo, Metropolis, and Anna are open, but the Hardin, Vienna, and Pulaski clinics are closed today. And then tomorrow, those clinics are open. These are Hardin, Pulaski, and Cairo. Vienna, Metropolis, and Anna, though, will be closed tomorrow. And this coming Monday, January the 2nd, the Southern 7 Health Department wants you to know that all of their offices will be closed. Only Central College is thinking baseball. And on January 14th, they're holding a winter baseball camp, actually two camps, one for youth between the ages of 6 and 14, and then another baseball camp for high school students 15 to 18 years old. Several former OCC baseball players, many of whom played in the minors and the majors, will lead this camp. And for safe holiday meals, the Illinois Poison Control Center reminds you to thaw meat and poultry either in the refrigerator or in the microwave, not at room temperature. And also, the Poison Control Center says when working with meats, poultry, and fish, be sure to use separate cutting boards. For more information, visit illinoispoisoncontrolcenter.org. And that's the WSIU Almanac for December the 27th. Enjoy the day.